Yo, what's up? What's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone is having a smooth beginning of their week, and you had an even greater weekend to start off your week. Right now, I'm at the park. Just finished doing a couple of miles. Okay. Sorry. Something was in my face, and it threw me off guard. I just finished doing about like 3 miles around the park, just walking. I plan on doing running later on, but you know, I decided like, I need to, you know, connect with nature, smell the trees, be around people, and you know, exercise outside just to take my mind off of things, because you know, I could overthink, and just to be grounded with nature, you know what I'm saying? So it's a great feeling being in the park and just exercising and taking in your surroundings. I think sometimes we forget to take in surroundings, and that's not cool. I was able to see a big green caterpillar with gold flakes on it, which is crazy. And I saw, a hawk. So it's nice to see those things, because if I stayed home or if I went to the gym, I wouldn't have seen that. So, you know, it was definitely cool. So this goes into the topic I want to speak about tonight, which is being mindful. Being mindful came in my head a couple of weeks ago when I was doing a Zoom call with a couple of coworkers, and a woman, she was into holistic living. Like, she wanted to turn her life into a holistic lifestyle, and even spread the word on that, you know, even teach that. And I felt in my heart that she will be doing that in her future. But she talked about how she was trying to practice mindful eating. So in my head, I'm like, whoa, that sounds interesting. Let me look that up. So I actually looked up mindful eating, and basically it's you eating foods, but you're being mindful of eating your food, you know. And I think a lot of us don't realize, like, we just eating to eat. Even when we're stressed eating or emotionally eating, we just eat to eat, but we're not mindful of that, and that's how we may overeat, you know. Well, for me, and I realized even when we're on the go or we're just going about our day, we're eating, but we're not like really being mindful of what we're eating on the aspect of tasting the food in our mouth, the texture, the smell, the taste, and being mindful of that and focusing on that. I think we just eating and probably looking on our phone, eating and looking at our TV, eating and doing something or talking with somebody, but we're not mindful of that. I remember years ago somebody had said, like, yeah, you know, I was working so much, so I took time for myself. Even eating, I realized I need to sit down and be mindful of how I eat and just enjoy my food. And that stuck with me, because it's nobody, you know, a lot of people don't think about that, you know what I mean? Just enjoying your food and sitting in the moment. Being mindful is being in the moment. And I think in this society is very hard, because we have so many distractions, we forget to be in the moment. And I'm starting to realize, like, you got to be mindful. Be mindful of your thoughts, your actions, and even your words that you say. And I'm just, you know, looking at life in a different perspective because of that. Even my actions, I've been really, really looking at that and seeing what I could change and being... Sorry about that. That was my watch. what I could change and what I could recognize about myself. For instance, just being mindful of my emotions. I realize I am an emotional being, and that's a very beautiful thing to be, because there's a lot of people out here who try to be heartless like The Weeknd. And a lot of people are not heartless, but they try their best to be because they don't want to be hurt. But with me, I'm very emotional. But I realize with being mindful of my emotions, I take offense to a lot of things. Or if somebody, like, did something to me without no harm, for say they didn't answer me do text right away or didn't call me back and didn't pick up the phone right away, I take offense to that. And I wanted to be mindful of that so I could practice not taking offense to it and being mindful of not taking everything to heart, you know, so I won't have certain emotions in me to feel that. Even with certain shit that goes on with people, and I feel like it's against me, and I'm not gonna lie to you, there's times I had like crying spells or I'm mad or, you know, I experience anxiety. So I'm being mindful of that, of things that affect my emotions pretty fast and not allowing it to, you know, or trying not to allow it to affect me so much, because, you know, it's really not that serious. If you look at it, it's not that serious. Even how I respond to certain people, like, for instance, or how I respond to certain scenarios to myself. I went to Walgreens the other day, and I went to pick up some stuff, and I waited online, and it was a little long wait, I'm not gonna lie. A lady had, like, a cart of shit. She had a cart of mad sodas. I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if you should be drinking all that, but, you know, that's not my business. And the other person, they were a little long. So I looked on her right, and I seen this lady, and I'm usually a friendly person, so I smiled at her. She didn't really smile, but she was just looking around. She looked very suspicious. So, all right, cool, no problem. You didn't smile back. All right, fine. And then after a while, she went in front of me. Like, she went in front of me. So one of the customers left the cashier. She actually went in front of me to guess, I guess, buy something behind the counter. So I'm just looking at her and I'm confused. You know what I mean? I just seen you not online, you know, doing your own thing, walking around looking suspicious, and now you're in front of me. And I turned around to look at the other customers, and they looking at me like, what the fuck you gonna do? And I heard a guy in the back like, was she online? Like, what is she doing? So I'm looking at the girl. Mind you, she not even looking at me. She's just looking at the cashier and going about her business. And in my head, I'm like, should I have said something? Should I have went up there and say, fuck out of here, it's my turn, bitch, what are you doing? Like, fuck out of here, you know? But then, I put the judgment on myself, like, why you didn't say nothing? You should have spoke up. You should have been afraid to say nothing. And it wasn't even that case. I just didn't have the energy to do all that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't have the energy to say anything to her because I didn't think it was worth it. Looking at her, I know her spirit was low. I ain't even gonna lie, because you could tell when somebody's vibration is low. Just looking at her, I know she had a low vibration. If I would have said something, we would have got to arguing. Now I'm heated in Walgreens because you skipped me. And I was gonna, you know, I was gonna go to the cashier in a couple of seconds. I wasn't in no rush. I live not too far away. So honestly, it wouldn't have done anything to me. But it was just me being mindful instead of being argumentative to somebody who's low vibration. Because a lot of people don't realize, there's a lot of people in this world that don't know you, who want to start with you or want you to say something to them so they could come at you. And you gotta choose your battles. Like, do you want to be low vibrational today or you want to be high vibrational? Even though she felt the need to skip me to get what she want because she felt I wouldn't say nothing to her, that's going to come back to her. As small as that was, karma never forgets. You understand what I'm saying? And I know who I am, you know? So it just, me not being judgmental on myself, because I caught myself being judgmental, and that comes from my inner child when I was a very shy, timid woman, little girl, and I wasn't saying nothing. So it came up again in my mind as a grown woman. And it's like, nah, Sarah, it ain't even about that. It's you being mindful and not frequenting with low vibrational beings. You know what I mean? And I still was able to pay for my shit. And I went home and I enjoyed the shit that I paid for. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it just being mindful of what the things that you want to do in life regarding your actions and your words. Even when it comes to certain people in my life, like if I don't get a response right away or they're not active in like speaking or talking to me, it's just being mindful to not like get angry or not get upset or sad so quickly, and not taking it personal, even if it's personal, if you understand what I'm saying. Just being mindful of who I am or who the fuck I am, and not taking it to heart or not putting myself down because of that. You know, that's something I'm looking at now and being mindful of, because I still do it here and there, but I used to do it a lot where I used to really, really, really critique myself and, you know, think something is wrong with me, or be angry and, you know, let people have it through text messages on the phone or even in person, and let them know how emotional I am, like Carl Thomas. And I don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you could accept what you're going through. You want to talk to somebody, talk to someone in the right way, but in a mature manner, and go from there. But you don't got to be emotional, all my life I had to fight type of shit, you know what I mean, to get your point across. Or you could understand the situation that you're in or what you're going through and keep it moving. I was talking to a friend today, and she was just talking about a situation that she's going through, and she was like, I don't have time to keep thinking about a situation or stress myself out. Whatever it is, it is, and I'm in that moment, but I'm not going to be in that person's business. And that's some real shit she said, and I can only respect that. Being mindful of your business and not everybody else's business. A lot of shit probably don't concern you, but concerns that person, and you just got to keep it moving to do what you need to do for yourself. Being mindful all day, every day, even if it's annoying, still be mindful, because that's where you could have less stress in your life and more tranquility. You understand? You got to be mindful of your thoughts. You know, and I'm working on that, because I'm an overthinker, or I think a little too much. But I want to be mindful, because I don't want to keep saying I'm an overthinker. I don't want to keep saying I think too much, because you only live once and you don't need to think that much. You got to be present. You got to live in the moment. So, you know, that's why I said I'm walking outside. I'm doing exercise. I'm taking in my environment. I'm taking some time to meditate. I started a puzzle, which I think I may not finish it until the end of the week or next week, because that shit is hard. But I love stuff like that. Reading books, looking at things I could do with my life, and investing time and energy into it to uplift me. Meeting new people, maybe find a new tribe. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm working on living the life that I want to live and being mindful of the things that I'm doing, so I could live a life of freedom and happiness. No longer living a life where I'm upset or sad or overthinking and being in crying spells. You understand? It's just knowing where I'm at in life and going from there. And I feel like when you are being mindful, you are able to prevent a lot of things from happening. I feel like if people were mindful, there will be a lot of mistakes that won't be made. And there's nothing wrong with making mistakes, because everyone is, you know, I hate the word, but everyone's human, or everyone are beings. So there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. But I think if we were more mindful, we wouldn't make those mistakes. If we are more mindful, we wouldn't say words to hurt people. If we were more mindful, we would be careful with the actions that we do. If we were more mindful, we would live the life that we want to live. And that's on some real, you know, and I really take to heart that being mindful could really change your life. You know what I'm saying? Consciously aware. For real. You could see things differently when you're mindful. You could look at things in a bigger picture instead of a small one. Or, you know, small or minuscule one. Or one where it's closed-minded. You're able to open your mind and see things better. So, I just wanted to share that. I hope it resonates with somebody. and nothing but peace and blessings on this beautiful Monday.